The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Another nice looking day out there. A mix of sun and clouds should hit 73 for the high. Not bad for November. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Today, as you heard in the news, the U.S. Supreme Court takes up arguments against the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. Do we have the best health care in the world? Yes and no. There certainly are some areas for improvement. But where do we go to improve it? Is it bureaucrats and politicians, or is it those frontline workers that can help us save America's healthcare? That's the proposition set forth by our next guest in the book, From the Ground Up, How Frontline Staff Can Save America's Healthcare. Joining us right now, somebody who's worked in this field for a long time, founder and former director of Programs for Employment and Workplace Systems and of the Healthcare Transformation Project, Peter Lazes. Peter, good morning.
Good morning.
And
how are you?
Well, thank you. And the book co-authored by somebody who happens to also be his wife, Marie Rudden, psychoanalyst and assistant professor at Cornell. Good morning, Marie.
Hi.
Well, what led you to collaborate on this book? Was this just lots of conversation about what needs to happen in healthcare?
Yes, we both are very passionate about improving our healthcare system, and we have observed each other's struggles over many years, and this just is the culmination of that.
You say that the healthcare system in America is broken. What do you mean by that?
Well, we have much worse medical outcomes than 11 other wealthy industrialized countries with whom we would expect to compete. We have higher infant and maternal mortality rates. We have a poorer control of diabetes and hypertension than any of these countries, higher number of hospitalizations for preventable causes, a higher number of avoidable deaths, lower overall life expectancy in our country, and higher suicide rates than in all of these 11 countries. We also rank the lowest for overall health outcomes, and we pay the highest per capita amount for health care.
Yeah, we need to fix it, but the question has always been how. Peter, you point to labor management partnerships. Explain what that is exactly.
Well, you know, labor management partnerships, Paul, have been in existence in World War II. It really is a pretty straightforward process of bringing together frontline staff, and what I mean by that is from housekeeping staff to attending physicians, with management and administrators in a structured way to identify and then eventually analyze critical problems they deem is important, and then develop proposals with sufficient time for frontline staff to implement changes. So this is a process that really brings labor management together in a constructive way that helps to honor the needs and concerns of both groups.
It sounds so simple, and yet it doesn't always happen that way, does it?
No,
in fact, unfortunately, over a 25-year period, there's been a 3,200% increase in administrative staff. They often have higher salaries than clinicians, and there's been a substantial and increasing gulf between the frontline staff and administrators, who often mostly don't know about what it's like to directly deliver patient care. They're more interested in insurance company and government regulations.
How do we get here?
I think on top of that is the fact that most of the medical field and MBAs are not trained in this process of labor management partnerships. Mm-hmm. They are mainly looking at top-down decision-making as a method for improving quality of care, not just in healthcare, but in other industries. And we in the healthcare field have suffered from this archaic method of leadership.
By the way,
and in certain ways, our book is trying to help identify important ways that this process has worked, as well as some of the potential pitfalls, so that in the new election process now that possibly the Biden administration will honor these principles in some of their health care policies, as well as dealing with the issue of making sure that we have some form of payment for all Americans to get health care. But the payment system enough is not sufficient. We have to really restructure the system itself.
And I think that the important thing about the book that it offers actual examples of hospital systems, entire systems, for example, the entire L.A. County Department of Health, which consists of many clinics and hospitals, as well as a large urban hospital and several other hospitals in which labor management partnerships have been employed very successfully. They reduce the bottom line, they increase patient and staff satisfaction, and they cause, and they've created care that is much more efficient and helpful to patients. And that's sort of the whole point.
Yeah, I would just add that in LA, it's one of the few hospitals in the country that had a labor management partnership that would help through the pandemic, the ability to get PPEs and E's and gowns available to their staff in a timely fashion. Not having such a structure in place has eliminated a lot of those equipment getting to frontline staff and other hospitals that we, you know, that's been well documented throughout the country.
I think a lot of hospital executives might look at this labor management partnership idea and say, yeah, but the union's never going to go for it. Can they coexist with unions?
Totally.
You know, that many unions, have not only coexisted but contributed funds to these activities to make sure that people are trained, that decisions get implemented. And they have become experts in these areas of need in hospitals, and have the result of that has been, you know, such things as Marie mentioned, patient falls have been reduced, claims of hospitals has been increased, there has been a decrease of hospital acquired infections, patient satisfaction scores, which hospitals get rated on, have increased, and turnaround time of lab work has increased. So we're talking about a method that has been well documented, but not applied as carefully throughout our country as we would like to see it. And that's really the reason for writing the book, is to try to convince other labor and management leaders. But I would also add, Paul, that, mm-hmm. that unions have to change, too, to be able to be a full partner. They need to have their staff trained in these activities. And to use a friend's expression, they have to both box and dance at the same time. They don't give up their responsibilities of representing workers when there's a grievance, nor negotiating contracts. But they add to that tool, I would call that toolkit, and it's been very successful.
How did we get to this point where healthcare seems so management heavy? There is this, as you pointed out, Marie, this gulf that exists between the frontline workers and the folks upstairs in the corporate office.
Well, you know, we have a for-profit healthcare system, which is the big part of the problem. So patient care is not intrinsically the main focus. Insurance companies are for-profit, corporate hospital chains have proliferated, and even nonprofits spend considerable money in ways that don't benefit patients. And drug costs are heavily inflated, as we've seen in the OxyContin scandal. You know, basically, as administrators become much more involved in meeting insurance company requirements, there's been a gulf, and it's led to clinicians wanting to leave the system and also feeling sometimes they are not allowed enough time to spend with their patients in order to deliver ethical care. So many physicians have told us, as we were speaking with them for the book, that they do not feel that they are living up to the ethics of their profession because they're given so little time to spend with patients.
Hmm. Interesting. It sounds like, as much as we puzzle over, how to fix healthcare, it sounds like you've taken kind of a different approach, and that is, as your title suggests, from the ground up.
Right.
Are you hopeful with a new administration coming in, a new maybe look at healthcare, of maybe some of your suggestions being implemented here?
We certainly hope so. We have started to be in touch with the Biden, the early part of the Biden administration, and we're hoping that they will take this into account.
All right. We hope so, too. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.